If you had to do it all over again, start with me being a baby all over again, would you do it again?
In a heartbeat. And don't ask me if I would do some things different. No, I wouldn't. Even when you have some difficulties, you come out better on the other side some kind of way.
It was even fun when I kept bringing dogs home.
Yeah. It's even fun when you kept wrecking my cars. Goodness gracious, my Cadillac. When you came to tell me, the look on your face told me, be careful, this is one of those moments. See, I didn't know that prior to it happening, but something in my spirit told me, be careful how you handle this. So I told you, don't worry about it. I done tore up many a cars, and I left it at that, because I didn't want you to have fear later on. That's why no matter what you do, do I panic?
No.
Never panic. It's like things were moving slow, but once you got here, now I can't figure out where the time went. But there are stages. Then you move into college. This is where major turn begins to happen. Because I remember the day we moved you down there. Oh, it was such a fine day. Your mother and I and your grandparents, and your aunts, and they're all wanting to soak up as much of this moment as possible. And we've done it all already. And I knew from going to orientation at the University of Georgia that we're supposed to leave. So we're standing outside your door, you and your roommate, we didn't set up the room, and your grandmothers have cried 100 times. And we're standing outside, and the door closes. And I had an opportunity to tell your mother and everybody, she means for us to go. We have to leave her here. And that was the beginning of another stage whereby you've studied some wonderful things at the University of Georgia, shaped you and molded you once again, and you come home and you have the audacity to disagree with me.
That's what happens when I get older. You're still my hero, but now you're not so right all the time.
But people don't realize it also has the power to shape me, because now not only are you grown, you're educated, and you're intelligent, but our relationship has to take on another dimension. Mm-hmm. One of the things I would like to believe is that I haven't forced any of my views on you. There's one thing when someone's allowed to grow in a petri dish. You can't grow beyond the petri dish. There's another thing that allows somebody to grow in an ocean. If I grow you in the ocean, at some point the ocean takes you away. And you may come back one day, you may not, but I promise you, you won't be what I would have thought that you would be. You'll be what you choose to be. And I think that's what life is. Far into the future, I want somebody to ask me, how's Paris? She's great. What's she doing now? She's doing everything she wants to do.